interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
Well, here's another one of those Powerball winning stories, but this one's kind of cool. Guy didn't win the huge Powerball from a week or so ago, but this Maryland man definitely is one lucky dude, or they're calling themselves the Power Couple. This Maryland man bought two identical tickets for the same Powerball drawing and ended up winning $2 million prizes. The Annapolis man says he goes to the 7-Eleven store in Annapolis and uses the lottery's terminal, the replay feature. The replay feature scans old tickets for winners and prints new tickets that bear the same numbers. So, like, if you just want to keep playing the same numbers all the time. And I don't think he realized he hit the thing twice, so it spit out two of the tickets. The player bought the tickets, and he started scanning them, and he realizes he's got a million-dollar winner. And he said he was shocked when he scanned the ticket that matched the first five numbers from the drawing and earning the million-dollar prize. Called his wife before scanning the rest of the stack. He calls his wife back, says, and he goes, "We had our crying moment," he recalled. 20 minutes after that, after we come back down from the high of winning $1 million, I'm like, "Oh, I got these other tickets I got to scratch. Let me see here." And his wife predicted what happened next. She said, he said, "I still have some tickets to go through. What if I have a second $1 million ticket?" And sure enough, he scratches it, looks at it again, and realizes, "Oh, yeah, I doubled down and played, got two tickets with that number." He said, "It's mind-blowing. I had no idea I doubled it." So two exact tickets, and it won him $2 million.
Okay. Hey, a follow-up here on a knucklehead. We've talked about this guy in the past, and now it's gone through the court. And this is the knucklehead who was suing the Los Angeles guy, suing a number of women, defamation lawsuit, because he went out on dates with these women. And there is some kind of online group called "Are We Dating the Same Guy?" Okay. And these women got together online and they compared notes about this guy. And they're like, "Yeah, I dated this guy. I dated that guy." And they're posting this stuff up online about how bad a date he was. And so this guy, somebody turned him onto this website. "Hey, there's like 3, 4, 5 women who have gone out with you, and they're on this website, and they're all comparing notes about you, and it's not good. It's not favorable stuff, my friend." And, well, you know, one of them accused him of having STIs. That doesn't sound good.
I wouldn't put that on the front of your Tinder page.
Oh, so anyway, he goes to court. He tries to sue them for defamation, and yesterday the judge said, "Get out of here," especially if you have STIs. Mm. This whole thing's been thrown out.
And, John, we were talking about today being National Pet Day and bizarre pets and things like that. Well, in North Carolina, you can have a whole bunch of bizarre pets because two of the largest North Carolina zoos hit the real estate market. And the Aloha Safari Zoo and the Aloha Safari Zoo and Zootastic Park. About 35 miles apart or something like that. And they're both up for sale. One's a 66-acre property, about an hour's drive of downtown Raleigh. And the other one is about 35 miles north of Charlotte, actually. And a 186-acre property. John, you over 1,000 exotic animals up for sale with the zoo. The guy says he's just ready to retire. And you have to have some, you know, proof that you can take care of the animals or have some kind of, you know, ability to do that. He said over the decade, the Aloha Zoo has held some 300 species of animals, from Bengal tigers to spider monkeys to a grizzly bear. The guy brought the property in 2022 for $675,000. So I'm sure the price isn't too far around that. 2 years later, the Aloha price, the other zoo, was going for about $5 million. That also includes the zookeeper, staff, things like that. Oh, but, John, they got sloths. They've got, let's see, where's that list?
Sloths have, don't they have long nails? You'd have to trim their nails.
I think so.
The nail upkeep, I
Monkeys,
think would be a...
Monkeys, sloths, lemurs, kangaroos, kinkajous,
And they said there's multiple revenue streams from admission fees, animal feed cup sales, gift shops, concessions, petting events, and more. So you can definitely up your status on next year's National Pet Day by buying a couple zoos.
Today's National Pet Day. If you got an unusual pet, let us know what it is, the name of it, and any unique traits it has. This from Carolyn. Hey, Brad and John, I got a strange pet for you. I got a pet python named Julius Squeezer. 360-733-5476 is the text number.